the people at the drive-through testing clinic yesterday were waiting several hours to get tested. So good news there. We had a teleconference with the Premier and our ministers yesterday, and I know Glenn was also speaking to the Minister for Health as well. And I know also Steve Williamson and the team at CQ Health were well aware of the delays, and they've doubled resources today. So that's fantastic news.
Good.
So we can see people will get through the testing clinic a lot quicker this morning and today. So I think it's 7 o'clock it opens this morning. I have to double check, but it was 6:30 yesterday, but I think it's 7 a.m. today. And, if you have any symptoms, if you have been to any of those sites, or if you couldn't get through yesterday, please try again today. And obviously, there's still probably going to be a wait time, but doubled resources, so that's good news.
Good. Palm Drive, Blaine Drive, Sporting Complex, and from 6:30 open now through till 6 p.m. And there is a number, 4920-5800. If you didn't get that number, give me an email or a call, and I can pass it on to you. Now, just be patient too, is probably the thing. I heard yesterday that people were being abused, police officers were being abused as well. And it's probably best to book, Maddie, so that'll save a wait time. Look, there's going to be a wait time on the phone too. So
there is, but even some people who were booked yesterday, well, I know one person was there for over 3 hours that had a booking, so it is best to book as well. Like, I can't stress that enough, but you're still probably going to be waiting as well. But obviously, with doubling resources, that is really good news. And you know, this happened really quickly, so everyone's very fast. Obviously, a couple of days ago, many of the shops in the region ran out of masks, so thank you to Glenn Butcher. He's worked very well with the vet staff to organise a lot of masks to be sent to Gladstone. We got thousands of them arrive last night, so my councillors will be distributing those to council offices and to Glenn's office this morning. So they'll be given out free to, per household. There's a limit of two per person per household, obviously, so we don't run out again that quickly. But also all council offices. So that'll be the Boyne Tenham Community Centre, the Rural Transaction Centre in Mount Larkham. The Gladstone Council Chambers, of course, will have them at Agnes Water Rural Transaction Centre, Merrionvale Council Office and Calliope Council Office, as well as Glenn's office. And we are delivering through other particular agencies like our aged care facilities stuff like that as well.
So, okay, you can jump online, go to the council website to find out more about that, or Facebook pages. I know the council has it up. I know Glenn Butcher has it up, and I've just put it up onto the 4CC Facebook page as well.
Yeah, and the last thing is all of our Easter events are still proceeding as planned, with the exception of one thing on the Thursday. The Thursday night at the Beta G Village has been cancelled at this point, but they're still proceeding with their long lunch, their seafood festival, and their line crossing party.
Mm-hmm.
The Brisbane and Gladstone Yacht Race is still proceeding, so it's still going ahead on Good Friday, and the Harbour Festival is still proceeding on Thursday night. So, you know, so far so good, and we'll just see if we have any positive results overnight. Which might change things. But so far, no community transmission and no cases in Gladstone. So that's good news. We'll just have to wait and see what happens this morning.
All right, Matt, thanks for calling in this morning, keeping us up to date, and we'll stay in touch, eh?
No worries. Thanks, mate.
There's our Mayor, Matt Burnett, on 4CC. I'll have a full replay of that interview up on our website and also Facebook page, look, in the next half hour or so. And we will be catching up with our State Member, Glenn Butcher, just after 7 o'clock as well.